بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اشاره فرغاني لعظمه الله رمضان الشريف مبارك. اشاره بقاضي قمر الحفيظ قمر رحمه الله عليه. بے دین کو حسرت ہوتی ہے، مومن کو مسرت ہوتی ہے.
بے دین کو حسرت ہوتی ہے، مومن کو مسرت ہوتی ہے. اعمال رعایا بنتے ہیں، سجدوں کی حکومت ہوتی ہے. بے دین کو حسرت ہوتی ہے، مومن کو مسرت ہوتی ہے. اعمال رعایا بنتے ہیں، سجدوں کی حکومت ہوتی ہے. اس ماہ مبارک میں سب کی یکجا طبیعت ہوتی ہے. عادات میں سنت ہوتی ہے، جذبات میں وحدت ہوتی ہے. عادات میں سنت ہوتی ہے، جذبات میں وحدت ہوتی ہے. روزے کا مہینہ صبر کا ہے، اور صبر کا بدلہ ہے جنت. روزے کا مہینہ صبر کا ہے، اور صبر کا بدلہ ہے جنت. اس طرح سے روزے داروں کی آراستہ جنت ہوتی ہے. اس طرح سے روزے داروں کی آراستہ جنت ہوتی ہے. جب ماہ سیام آ جاتا ہے، رحمت کی ہوائیں چلتی ہیں. جب ماہ سیام آ جاتا ہے، رحمت کی ہوائیں چلتی ہیں. روزے کی بدولت رمضان میں، روزوں کی بدولت رمضان میں، ہر چیز میں برکت ہوتی ہے. ہر چیز میں برکت ہوتی ہے. عظمت کا مہینہ ہے رمضان، برکت کا مہینہ ہے رمضان. عظمت کا مہینہ ہے رمضان، برکت کا مہینہ ہے رمضان. رمضان کے دنوں میں ہر لمحہ، رمضان کے دنوں میں ہر لمحہ قرآن کی تلاوت ہوتی ہے. دنیا کی کتابیں پڑھنے سے مل جائے سکون ممکن ہی نہیں. دنیا کی کتابیں پڑھنے سے مل جائے سکون ممکن ہی نہیں. قرآن مبین پڑھنے سے، قرآن مبین پڑھنے سے آسودہ طبیعت ہوتی ہے. آسودہ طبیعت ہوتی ہے. اس ماہ زکات اور فطرہ بھی کرتے ہیں ادا مومن بندے. اس ماہ میں زکات اور فطرہ بھی کرتے ہیں ادا مومن بندے. نادار غریبوں کی بے شک اس ماہ میں خدمت ہوتی ہے. نادار غریبوں کی بے شک اس ماہ میں خدمت ہوتی ہے. جو حافظ قرآن ہوتا ہے، جو حافظ قرآن ہوتا ہے اور فہم سے پڑھتا ہے قرآن. جو حافظ قرآن ہوتا ہے اور فہم سے پڑھتا ہے قرآن، اس حافظ قرآن پر رب کی، اس حافظ قرآن پر رب کی ایک خاص عنایت ہوتی ہے، اس حافظ قرآن پر رب کی ایک خاص عنایت ہوتی ہے۔ جب ماہ سیام آ جاتا ہے رحمت کی ہوائیں چلتی ہیں، روزے کی بدولت رمضان میں ہر چیز میں برکت ہوتی ہے، رمضان کے دنوں میں ہر لمحہ قرآن کی تلاوت ہوتی ہے، دنیا کی کتابیں پڑھنے سے مل جائے سکون ممکن ہی نہیں، قرآن مبین پڑھنے سے تو آسودہ طبیعت ہوتی ہے۔ بے دین کو حسرت ہوتی ہے، مومن کو مسرت ہوتی ہے، عادات میں سنت ہوتی ہے، جذبات میں وحدت ہوتی ہے۔
الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، فرینڈز، سبسکرائب ٹو درود شریف، اللهم صل علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم۔ Really, when a person's car is in use all the time and the tank comes to empty, then he goes to the filling station to refuel. And I come here really to refuel. I really don't know what is the month of Ramadan. To me, Ramadan is this routine that I wake up for Sehri and I make iftar and I go for Tarawih. I stay hungry in between. And I haven't up till today understood what is Ramadan. But now we come to the khidmat of our illustrious Shaykh and we hear all these ash'ar and we hear all these things, and it spurs us on a little bit. What Ramadan is, I still don't realize. Allah give us tawfiq. The poet has very, very beautifully outlined what the blessings of the month of Ramadan are. That this is a month that be deen ko hasrat hoti hai. A person like me, who is far from deen, he feels now Ramadan has come. Now my routine is going to be thrown out of sync. Now what time will I go to work? What time will I wake up? What time will I do this? What time will I do that? And you know, I've just got to follow routine. If I don't keep roza, if I don't keep tarawih, what will people say? So I've just got to carry on like others. So to me, Ramadan is just hasrat, a source of inconvenience. Or momin ko masarrat hoti hai. And that person is really for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person is a momin, a true believer. He feels a lot of joy. And you see it in the lives of our Akabirin. The kitab, that Akabirin ka Ramadan, if you read it, and you see how Mawlana Zuhrain Sahib rightfully, rahmatullah alayh, from the time that the crescent of the month of Ramadan was sighted till the day of Eid, he had nothing else but Quran. Even told the Mubileen, and now he meets at the time of Eid. Just Sehri, for the barakat of Sehri, one finjan, one small cup of tea, every volunteer, that was his Ramadan. Entire day and night, just Quran. That every moment is so, so, so valuable. And yet, as we learn again in this masjid, really we come here to refuel. Otherwise our tank is, my tank is really empty. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Muttab Rahmatullah Alayh, the beautiful example that he gave, that if people are given money printing machines that will work only from a certain time to another time, and you have to operate it manually yourself, and it will print the biggest denomination of the currency, but you have to operate it yourself, then nobody will have time to eat samosas and pies and fajiyas and have all the savory iftar and go for holiday and pass time. Our illustrious Dada Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, it always comes to mind that he never knew English, but what a beautiful thing he said. That person says it's passing time. It's not passing time, it's failing time. These are words to be written in gold. Really, the whole encyclopedia can be written on it. that person who says that passing time, it's not passing time, it's fading time. Now after I have found that it has been a hot day, I'm watching some sport. I'm just passing time, just whiling the time away with a few friends sitting and talking. It's just not a big time. So just pass the time. That person is not really passing time. It's failing his time. He could have made it so valuable. And really, this is my example. Amal riaya bante hai, sajto ki hukumat hoti hai. That the amal, which have been mentioned for the month of Ramadan, just becomes a person's support. Just becomes a driving force when you read the hadith. And he reads the kitab, fazail al-amal, etc. And come to majalis of this nature and he hears, what is Ramadan? Then to do something, to go the extra mile, this becomes his nature. Or sajdo ki hukumat hoti hai. Now, to spend his time in nafal namaz, to spend his time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this starts guiding him, this starts ruling him. He doesn't have to do anything else. So now he has realized what the month of Ramadan is. اس ماہ مبارک میں سب کی یک گونہ طبیعت ہوتی ہے, عادات میں سنت ہوتی ہے, جذبات میں وحدت ہوتی ہے. In this month you will find that naturally the moment the session is started, everybody, like a person like me, Beijing, and those who are really true believers, mu'mineen, they all now focus towards the month of Ramadan. And عادات میں سنت ہوتی ہے. Every person tries now that I should follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No Allah, if we never came to this majalis, then we wouldn't have even known what is sunnah. Or rather myself, I wouldn't have known what is sunnah. Came here, learnt a little bit, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ وَسُوَةٍ حَسَنًا. That for you in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful way and pattern of life of Allah. Never have you read it, passed it, I've heard it, but never ever understood what it is, and up till now I haven't understood it. We come here, and really, now, first in the month of Ramadan, he realizes what the value is, what the value of sunnah is, how Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spent his month of Ramadan, itikaf, and again extended it, and then again extended it, and the fazail of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that one, the sawab of one nafal is that of a farad, and the sawab of a farad, that of 70 farayid, and then he came here and understood what it is, that what is the farad, and a whole life ibadat of nafal cannot equate two rakats of fajr, of farad of fajr. Now a person is guided by these things, and sunnah becomes his way of life for the month of Ramadan. Allah's mercy and Allah's compassion and Allah's kindness, that he tells the malaika to chain and throw the shayateen into the ocean, and then a person is now free, but a person like me, I still don't realize. I still just pass like that. I just let the 24 hours just go past, and I follow the routine. Whereas it's supposed to be that adat my sunnah hoti hai, that my way, my habit, supposed to have been now guided by sunnah. I'm supposed to bring it into my life. That what was, how did Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spend his Ramadan? If Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how did our Tabi'een spend their Ramadan? At least I can do a little bit like them. Jazbat and wahdat hoti hai. A person is now focused. You see the ummah, everybody focused. Everybody trying to do more than what we normally do. Helping the poor, feeding, giving this one water, helping that one to iftar, seeing to the needs of others. All these things, a person wahdat, a person is now focused. Not like the other 11 months of the year. Roze ka mahina sabr ka hai, aur sabr ka badla hai jinnat. In this month, the night before the month of Ramadan, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala al-Majma'in. And in a lengthy hadith mentioned in Fadail of the month of Ramadan, and it is in it, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is a month of patience. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the only reward for patience is Jannah. The other day in the class, I was telling the boys, just talking to them and telling them, if it's a hot day today, after Asr, you can go into the bathroom while you're making wudu, just it's one sip of water. Just nobody knows. Mommy won't know, daddy won't know, Abba won't know, Malana won't know. Just have one sip. Say, no, Malana, can't be. Can't be. Why can't you be? Say, no, I've got roses. I said, but who knows? You'll still come out, you'll still have your start. Say, no, Malana, Allah knows. So I said, then, after the month of Ramadan, you learn your dua, and you didn't learn, and they say, I asked you, you read last night Quran Sharif? You say, yeah, I read my Quran, but you didn't read. I said, that's also Allah. So this roza came to teach us that how you're staying away from eating and drinking because Allah is watching. Nobody else will know. If I divine making will do it, I just have a sip of water. Nobody will know. Allah does. The same thing is supposed to come into every other action in my life. That if I do that, Allah knows. جو تو چھپ کے کرتا ہے اہل جہاد کوئی دیکھتا ہے تجھے آسمان That what we're hiding and doing from the gazes of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in heaven is ever watchful over us. As we learned our Dada Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali said, that on our eyes is the CCTV camera of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. کاش کہ جب مجھے پہلے سے معلوم ہوتا کہ میری نظر پر ان کی نظر آسمان ہے If only I had realized I'm now 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, whatever it is, and I'm still casting my lustful glances all over. If only I realize that upon my gazes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gazes are fixed. يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تَخْفِي الصُّدُورِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every thought that passes through the mind of a person. Every glance that a person casts, this way, that way. You may be walking, So with the better part, half of your life, your spouse next to you, and she also won't know where you're looking. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. And this is what Ramadan came to teach us. That how Allah knows if I take that one sip of water. How Allah knows that? He knows every thought. How Allah knows that? Allah knows my every action. And everything we do should be only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جب مائے سیام آ جاتا ہے, رحمت کی ہوائیں چلتی ہیں. How beautiful that this month comes. Naturally, whatever it is, we just feel that difference. Then the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes into full flow. How Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three people so unfortunate that in this month they are not forgiven. One of those people, he finds the month of Ramadan and still can't get himself pardoned by Allah. He still can't get himself forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, إِلَٰهِ عَبْدُكَ الْعَافِي أَتَاكَ That, oh Allah, your rebellious servant has come to you. مُقِرًا بِالْتُنُوبِ Accepting, we are accepting that we have done wrong. فَإِنِ تَخْفِرْ فَإِنَّ لِذَاكَ أَهْلُ Oh Allah, you forgive me. Then this is, it's just natural, it's your compassion, you are so kind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah is most merciful, most compassionate. Allah, if you forgive me, then this is your way, this is what makes you happy. When you said, Rufamayya al-Hamdiha al-Siwaka, and oh Allah, if you turn me away, then which other door can I go to? At that moment, Allah's mercy is in full flow, and still I can't get myself forgiven. Then really I'm very wretched, I'm very, very unfortunate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will you forgive us all? روزے کی بدولت رمضان میں ہر چیز میں برکت ہوتی ہے بیکاز آف دس منتھ آف رمضان ان ایوری تھنگ وچ گیٹس دی بلیسنگز آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ نیچرلی چلڈرن دی پیرنٹس گیو دی چلڈرن ا لٹل بٹ ایکسٹرا اسپینڈنگ دی ایکسٹرا آرڈر از مور فل دین نارمل ا پرسن گیوز ا لٹل بٹ مور چیریٹی دین نارمل ا پرسن ٹرائز ٹو ریڈ ا لٹل بٹ مور نفل نماز ٹرائز ٹو میک ا لٹل بٹ مور تلاوت اور ایوری تھنگ دی ابیلٹی آف ا پرسن وی سی بلیسنگز ان ایوری تھنگ ٹائم آلسو You see that out of the month of Ramadan, what I can't do in 5 hours in the month of Ramadan, just somehow or the other, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it as a person gets. But Allah is freeing our time for what? So that we can engage the balance of the time in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the wretched person like me is just passing time. Not passing time, I'm failing my time. Allah bless us with tawfiq. Azmat ka mahina hai Ramadan. Barakat ka mahina hai Ramadan. That month is a month of great nobleness. Great virtue in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Barakat ka mahina, it is a month of great blessing in everything that a person does. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, wa ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah, give us blessing in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. And see us through, let us reach the month of Ramadan. This barakat that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for, what is barakat? That also is not here. But a little bit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes you achieve a lot. How we see our pious elders in a little bit of time, how much tilawat he did. Well, Ashrafi Khan rahmatullah alayhi in his lifespan, how many kitab he wrote? Khankar, running the madrasa, looking to the correspondence of people, attending to social problems, conducting programs here, there, all over the place. All this, in that, we have the same life. They had 24 hours in the day, we also got 24 hours. They had 60 minutes in an hour, we also got 60 minutes in an hour. They had 60 seconds in a minute, we also got 60 seconds in a minute. How is it that they achieve so much and we cannot? That is barakat. And that is the barakah that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to ask. Allahumma barik lana fi rajul wa shahba. Oh Allah, give us blessings. That in little time I can do so much and gain your closeness. I can make more tilawat. I can make more zikr of Allah. I can make more nafal namaz. I can do more good in the time that you have available to me. So, barakah ka mahina Ramadan. This is the month of great blessings. Ramadan ke dinon mein har lamha Quran ki tilawat hoti hai. Every moment in the month of Ramadan, you see tilawat of Quran Sharif taking place. Because the bond of Quran Sharif with Ramadan is so great that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, Shahr Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. This is the month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals Quran Sharif. In the month of Ramadan, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam is to make door of Quran Sharif. In the year when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed on, then two completions. One Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, one Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam recited. So the minimum right of Quran Sharif, that we complete two Quran Sharif in the entire year. One in the month of Ramadan, other than the one that is recited in Tarawih. And as our Shaykh has said so beautifully, let us not make two and three suparas in the night, and then once we have khatam of our Quran Sharif, now we become blessed. In fact, as the days of Ramadan go, the latter portion of Ramadan is far greater. The last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, the greatest nights of the year. The night of Qadr, the night of power, better than 1,000 months. And as our Shaykh so beautifully says, every month got 30 nights, meaning 30,000 nights. One night better than 30,000 nights. Now my Quran Sharif is complete. I made Quran Sharif khatam, two subharas, three subharas. Not to say that we shouldn't. We can and make another khatam, fine, alhamdulillah. But if not, then let us stick to that one and a quarter subharas in the masjid, and let us see the month of Ramadan. And as the time goes further, let us exert ourselves even more, that greater moments are coming. The night of power is coming. The days of al-tikaf are coming. The night of Eid is Laylat al-Jaiza is coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding, give me understanding, so that we can make maximum use of this moment. Dunya ki kitab ye padhne se mil jaye sukoon mumkin hi nahi. That a person reads books, I'm on my WhatsApp all the time, the whole day, finding out the headlines of the world, what is going on, what is this president saying, who is doing this and what is going on, which countries are at war, and then you think you can get contentment of heart, that is impossible. It can never happen. With anything else, it can't happen that you get contentment of heart, which is the greatest wealth that a person can acquire. Quran, Mubeen, padhne se, asuda tabiyat hoti hai. Just by reading Quran Sharif, whether we understand or whether we don't understand. Like Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, his noble dream, astol by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the means of coming closest to me is like Quran Sharif. Whether you understand or whether you don't understand. It's just natural that when a person will read Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring contentment in his heart. He'll find peace of mind. He'll find solace. He'll find it as a companion in his solitude. اس ماہ زکات اور فطرہ بھی کرتے ہیں ادا مؤمن بن جائے ان دس ماہ اس ماہ زکات اور فطرہ بھی کرتے ہیں ادا مؤمن بن جائے that two believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, they are now helping the poor, they are discharging the zakat, they are giving fitrah. Besides that, how many people are involved in hampers, how many people are involved in relief work, all these things, people do it in this month. Allah give us tawfiq to realize what great moment these are. So half of it has gone. Allah give us tawfiq of making maximum use of whatever is valid. We don't know if we're going to even see today's iftar, let alone next Ramadan. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ کے بستر پر نادار غریبوں کی بے شک اس ماہ میں خدمت ہوتی ہے what was just said in the couplet before this that those who are destitute those are in need how Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ made what a system Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ has made that Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ even a small little ant that black ant what we learn here under the black rock in the middle of the black how Allah سبحانہ وتعالیٰ sends it it's certain like just in this month what a system Allah made zakat and fitrah charity that is the poor can also have a good Ramadan that I am having so many savories There's freezer is full, and the people of Palestine don't even know where the next drop of water is going to come from. Allah made the system that now we'll think of the poor, and we'll share secretly that we give in such a way that what the right hand gives, the left hand doesn't know. We give it to the poor that they can also have a good Ramadan. They can also have a good iftar. Their children can also have some good clothing on the day of Eid. Allah bless the rest of it. So, after the Quran hota hai, aur second se padhta hai Quran. That person who is a Hafiz of Quran Sharif, and even other Hafiz of Quran Sharif, knows a few surahs of Quran Sharif. And those surahs he reads with understanding. Like we learn in Madrasa in grade 8, grade 9, class 10, a few surahs of Quran Sharif, the surahs which we read in Salah. Normally the teacher is the subject of those surahs. Whatever I know, can we read it with understanding? We read it trying to understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Pray every rakat of salah. Nafl salah, sunnah salah, witr salah, fajr, farz salah, eid salah, nafl, whatever it is, every rakat is saying, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. If a person can read the question, little bit understanding, my Allah, my Rabb, who looks after me, who is so compassionate, sees to me everything, now that person reads Quran to me for a little bit of understanding, was half of the Quran, was half of the Quran, but Rabbi ek khas inayat for thee. And such a person tries to read with a little bit of understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down his special mercy. And Allah's attention is focused towards him in a different way, in a special way, that he himself will realize that this is something different. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with understanding first.